Governor Jay Inslee is preparing for his first Democratic presidential debate, which will be held over two nights next week in Miami. Inslee is one of 10 candidates who will be on stage the first night, Wednesday, June 26th. I talked with Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins about the debate and the latest on Inslee's presidential campaign. Austin, Inslee will share the stage with some notable opponents. Who will he be debating?
So he'll be debating alongside Cory Booker, Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, and probably the big name on his stage for that first debate night will be Senator Elizabeth Warren. The New York Times says it is her night to lose. The second night is going to feature a more high-profile set of candidates, including former Vice President Joe Biden and Senators Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris. So you could probably look at this a couple of different ways. On the one hand, Inslee may have a chance to make his mark and be heard on that first night because he won't be sharing a stage with someone like Joe Biden. On the other hand, the second night may be the marquee night that gets more attention and more focus. So it's probably a coin toss on which night would have been more advantageous. And I'm sure a lot of people are spending a lot of time trying to figure that out. The bottom line is he made the stage. He's going to be there for the first debates. So this is an important step for him.
We can expect the environment to come up, climate change to come up. Beto O'Rourke, in particular, was on NPR's Morning Edition last week talking a lot about climate change, the same thing Inslee did at the end of last month. So that's something that we expect to be debated.
Yes, and in fact, the DNC chairman, Tom Perez, has said he's made it very clear to the media partners that the DNC is working with on these debates that that topic needs to be brought up at these debates. He feels like it wasn't done adequately in 2016. He's under a lot of pressure because Inslee's been asking for a climate debate to make sure that this topic is covered. I think it's likely that this will be a topic of conversation, but it's a complicated one, and there may not be a lot of time to wax philosophical on it. And, you know, meanwhile, Inslee's getting a lot of press and a lot of traction over his demands for a climate debate. You know, as the LA Times noted this week, Inslee got like 5 days of press coverage nationally out of pushing the DNC, pushing his own party on this topic.
So he is gaining even more national attention, and he was able to meet the threshold for this debate, but for the next round, it's going to be more difficult, right?
That's right. So there is another round of debates in July. He's qualified for those. Then they take a summer hiatus and they're back in September and October. And that's when the threshold to qualify to be on the debate stage goes up. So instead of the 1% in the polls and 65,000 unique donors to his campaign, Inslee would have to get 2% in 4 DNC approved polls and have 130,000 unique donors. And he's already starting to message his support, his base of support, and say, we need these donations, we need this support, they need to get going now to be able to compete with those higher thresholds this fall.
Let's talk about how his campaign is going. The Associated Press recently had a story about the struggle that governors are having getting noticed in the Democratic field.
Yeah, it used to be that governors had kind of the advantage. I mean, historically, governors got elected to president. But as we see from these poll numbers, where Inslee's really not much above 1%, that it's a struggle when you've got, as the Associated Press story notes, higher profile U.S. Senator candidates and a former vice president. So Inslee's in this situation, along with a couple of other Western governors, John Hickenlooper, who was the governor of Colorado, and then Steve Bullock, who's the governor of Montana, just having a difficult time getting noticed. And what the Associated Press is saying in talking with political experts is that really what's happened in recent years is U.S. politics has become, this is quoting now from their story, markedly more nationalized. The other disadvantage coming from the West, and especially a state like Washington, is Bill Clinton wasn't well known in Arkansas. Jimmy Carter wasn't well known in Georgia, but they were coming out of a part of the country that was a really important voting block. And as this story notes, that important voting block now is much more in the Rust Belt states, but it's tougher for these Western governors. And look, even John Kasich, who I think came in second in the Republican nomination process back in 2016, had trouble. And he was a governor from one of those Rust Belt states.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.